Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 Heater. The Gen 40 heaters are back in stock. With skyrocketing heating bills, they sold out and will go fast again. If you missed the last special, order fast and now at EdenPureDeals.com. For this week or until they run out, you can get the stylish and strong Eden Pure Gen 40 heater with code HOWIE50.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We're just going to continue to see political stunts from many Republicans out there, and that's not how we're going to fix this issue. They want to secure the border. We've been doing that work on our own.
State and not visit the border because there's more important thing going on.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You're stepping aside. Do you think President Biden should step aside for a younger generation?
I thought I recognized you. I gave you a plate of corn muffins back in 1947 to paint my chicken coop, and you never did it.
I think President Biden has done an excellent job as President of the United States. I hope that he does seek re-election. He's been a great president.
Look at what he's accomplished.
You think he should run again?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
CNN is saying it's going to reevaluate its relationship with Twitter.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
That cracked me up when I heard that. CNN is going to reevaluate its relationship with Twitter. That would be like you or me saying, I'm going to reevaluate my relationship with McDonald's. Or Market Basket or Amazon. I don't think they care about CNN. And then they say very pompously, you know, Twitter relies on news. That's true, but what does that have to do with CNN? They don't rely on propaganda.
This is CNN.
Give me a break. Oh, boy. 844-500-4242. I mean, every day it's just it's just a laugh riot. I mean, we're smiling through the apocalypse, to use the title of an old collection of Esquire magazine stories back in the 60s or 70s. Anyway, it's Christmas. There's a big party at Newsmax this evening in Boca, and so the place is closed down, so I don't have to do a Newsmax streaming hit today. So in case you're wondering why I'm not wearing a coat or tie, so that's the
it's the only choice for somebody like me.
What do you mean? Hey, I'm wearing a sweatshirt, Mr. Secretary. I'm not on a private jet. That's all I'm saying, in case anyone was wondering. It's the most wonderful time of the year, and I got a nice Christmas card last night when I got home from Patrice and her husband Bill in Arlington. It's the most wonderful time of the year, and it had the most tasteful gift I can possibly imagine: an engraved portrait of Alexander Hamilton, a sawbuck, as they say, in the 40s. Thank you, Patrice. She says, use it to buy some Cafe Bustillo coffee, the great Cuban coffee that I like. I will be using it for that. Thank you, Patrice. 844-500-4242. I'll be sending her some. Would you like some Honest Howie's carbon credits, or would you like some Honest Howie's kleptocurrency for your thoughtful gift? 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. You know, I just wanted to mention here with this story about Elon Musk throwing these guys off of Twitter. These, as Breitbart calls them somewhat ridiculously, establishment media journalists. What the hell is establishment anymore? And they're certainly not journalists. I've only even heard of one of them, Keith Olbermann, and he's a nut. He's a crank. He's a bitter, childless 63-year-old, as somebody tweeted at him this week. I thought that was a really nice but nasty way to put it. The rest of them, I don't know who the hell they are. One of them has a foreign accent, CNN reporter Donnie O'Sullivan. And that's D-O-N-I-E. What is it with this one N stuff? Like my old state senator, Dennis McKenna, with one N, Dennis. we always said he only had time to steal. He didn't have time to steal the second in. So now you get this guy, Donnie. I don't know why he's only got one. But anyway, he threw him off, and he said that they were tweeting public tracking information of Musk's private jet, violating the platform's rules, which were updated Wednesday, et cetera, et cetera. And so he's got a poll going now on Twitter. Should he reinstate them? They're claiming they didn't do anything wrong, and that he said he, you know, even if people tweeted out that kind of information, he wouldn't take them off. Now he's saying, you know, this is like setting up an assassination site. But you know what? I don't even want to go into, you know, whether they were endangering him or whether or not, you know, he did say that he wouldn't put them off Twitter if they did this. My only feeling is they did this to all of us. So I don't care. Sauce for the goose, sauce for the gander. I never used to say, well, we can't play their game, you know. It just leads to a bad place. It leads to a bad place if you don't punch back, you know. That's my feeling about the whole thing. I don't care. You know, whether I want them to suffer. You know, and the thing is, I don't even think they're suffering that much because, except for Keith Olbermann, none of these people could get picked out of a lineup by 99.99% of the American public. Now, some people say they knew who this guy Aaron Rupar is. Now, I know who RuPaul is, but I have no idea who Rupar is. He's a former Vox reporter. How do you get to be a former Vox reporter? I mean, did they pay people who work for Vox? What kind of site is it? It's just some left-wing site, right? Just, you know, anti-Trump screeds. I don't know. The rest of them, they're just not even worth mentioning. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Can you imagine, though, if they were doing this to some left-wing, if like some group like Breitbart. Okay, I was going to say Proud Boys or Oath Keepers, but let's just take a so-called far-right website. Was tracking around George Soros. Let's pick George Soros, okay, because he's their hero. He's the number one guy when it comes to Democrat contributions. There's no one even close to him now that SBF is in the prison in Nassau. Suppose Breitbart was tracking Soros's. They would say it was anti-Semitism. They would say it was undemocratic. It was fascist. That they were trying to create a Reichstag-like incident. They would compare it to the assassination of JFK, RFK, Martin Luther King. It would be the worst thing that ever happened. And so now, in some cases, Grace sent me a tweet from some woman who was cheering when Donald Trump got banned from Twitter. Cheering. Even though, as we now know from the Twitter files, they had nothing on him. Some of the cooler heads at Twitter said, "Hey, you're getting rid of Trump. He didn't do anything. He didn't violate any of the rules," and they were happy about it. And now they're saying they're violating the rules of Twitter to get rid of these guys that nobody ever heard of. I just don't care. And what about the New York Post? You know, the New York Post got kicked off for no reason. They had a laptop that the FBI knew was legit, that all the so-called intelligence community that signed the letter lying, they knew it was legit. They got thrown off. Where did they go to get their reputation back? How about the Babylon Bee? A satirical site. They got thrown off. You know, this is ridiculous.
Howie, how much you want to bet? And I've heard Keith Olbermann since his ban. He sounds gleeful, like this is the best day of his life. How much you want to bet one of these heroes who is suspended will write a book about this? In days, the 7 days of silence. My 7-day journey through censorship.
Now I know what it was like when Jesus was walking with Barabbas. You know? You're right. This is what they're going to do. I mean, sometimes publicity is good publicity. Like, remember when Kevin Weeks said that, you know, that they were trying to kill me with the C4, the explosives, and then they were going to shoot me in the graveyard? And I'd known about this stuff, but I'd never said anything because I figured it would be like, you know, I would be Brian Williams or Mike Barnicle or Kevin Cullen. But once it came out, I realized this is going to make me a lot of money. This is going to make me, this is going to put me on the bestseller list. And it did.
And Howie, just to give people an idea of how irrelevant these people are, when I called Howie this morning and was explaining who Aaron Rupar is, Howie goes, I've never heard of this guy before. And I said, he's a former Vox reporter. And Howie said, he worked for Fox? He worked for Fox? And I said, no, Vox. You know that website Vox with a V? That just shows you the relevance of these guys.
Yeah, I know. And then what did the New York Times say? Oh, this is their statement. Tonight's suspension of the Twitter accounts of a number of prominent journalists. Prominent? Who are the unprominent journalists? If these guys are prominent. And you know, someone says, can you count how many times Keith Olbermann has been fired? No, I lost count. He's been fired from everywhere. He isn't he doing like a podcast now from his mom's basement? I think that's about it. He got dumped by Katie Turr, who was not the brightest bulb on the Christmas tree. 844-500-4242. I don't want to spend a lot of time talking about this, but I just had to throw it out. Elon Musk, he's becoming like, what was the guy's name in The Magic Christian by Terry Southern? Guy Grand, the guy with all the money, and he was just throwing it around. And they would say, why are you doing this? And they'd say, this will make it hot for them. That's what he's doing. And it's great. It's good for laughs. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. The economy has been unpredictable, and we all feel it. But now is not the time to forget our fallen heroes. Despite what is happening around us, we still have so many reasons to be a grateful nation. And in large part, we have our military and our veterans to thank for our liberties and freedoms. National Wreaths Across America Day is Saturday, December 17th. You can join in the mission to remember our fallen heroes, honor those who currently serve and their families, and have the opportunity to teach younger generations the value of their freedoms. A $15 donation to Wreaths Across America sponsors a fresh, handmade balsam fir wreath from Maine with a single red bow. The circular wreath made with 10 balsam bouquets is a catalyst for unity, healing, and an expression of gratitude. What started with America's most hallowed ground at Arlington National Cemetery has grown to ceremonies at over 3,500 participating locations across the country and overseas. Please sponsor a veteran's wreath today and show your appreciation for our veterans. Go to wreathsacrossamerica.org. That's wreathsacrossamerica.org. Please donate now. I'm Howie Carr.
Driving Moon Bats crazy every weekday from 3 to 7.
I don't want to hear anymore. Do you hear me? I don't want to hear anymore.
The Howie Carr Show returns.
Shut up, I say. Shut up.
After this.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present, for your intellectual and philosophical pleasure,
The Howie Carr Show.
Remain in your seats, I beg you. We are not children here.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. The holidays are here, and the steak expert at Omaha Steaks have put together special curated gift packages to help take the guesswork out of gifting and make you a holiday hero. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code Howie at checkout to get $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required. I just went to the website. The 50% site-wide sale is still on. I think this is the last day, though. But you can get it right now. 50% off, and you can get the $30 off your order at checkout if you just use code Howie. Minimum order may be required. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should the 8,400 military members fired by the Department of Defense for refusing the vaccine be reinstated now? Yes, no, or unsure because they did violate a direct order?
I say yes.
93% say yes, 5% say they're unsure, 2% say no.
Yeah. You know, I know the thing about, I know the argument about, you know, they you know, you sign up and it's a military organization and you have to take orders, et cetera, but, you know, this was a really bad order. And, you know, sometimes they make you do things that they shouldn't make you do. If you've seen those ads for suits, if you served at Camp Lejeune, the Marine base in North Carolina, Jacksonville, you know, you drank contaminated water. I mean, I could just see like in 30 years, 20, maybe even 10 years, people, you know, class action lawsuits for people who are sick, you know, with maladies, diseases, blood clots, whatever caused by these vaccinations. I think they should. If I were in the Senate, I would have voted to restore them. And all but four Republicans did. And you know who the four Republicans are. Well, you know who at least a couple of them are. Susan Collins, Mitt Romney, Cassidy, who's been kind of a disappointment from Louisiana. Alan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Alan.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. First off, I just want to say Maine has missed you in the last couple of weeks up here on the Hotline with Howie. We've really missed you. And second, I just want to say it's too bad the way they're treating Elon Musk, because the way they placed us all in the digital ghetto was pretty embarrassing, whether it was from Hunter Biden's laptop or whether it was from China virus. I mean, we haven't been able to go in the digital town hall and talk.
I don't think it was a ghetto so much, Alan. It was more like a dungeon, you know? We were locked up.
And now he wants to unleash the Second Amendment. He wants to unleash, the First Amendment.
The First Amendment.
And now they're acting like it's the worst thing since Hitler. And it's just embarrassing because, I mean, Elon Musk has been their best friend. I mean, he's pushed
right. Electric
cars like no one else. I mean, he's far from a conservative. He's far from my best friend. But I mean, he's doing a world of gifts, and I hope Donald Trump gets back on there because we need him on there. It's a town hall, and it's embarrassing because the rest of the world talks about us like we're just like we're disintegrating, like just rust on an old Chevy in the middle of the winter.
Yeah, I know. It's the First Amendment, freedom of speech, and he's upholding it, and they despise him for it. And some of them are say, you know, we're going to sell our Teslas. We're going to get rid of them, or we're never going to buy another Tesla because of this. I mean, they're even talking about trying to figure out a way to denaturalize him, take away his citizenship, and then deport him. I mean, they don't deport serial killing, drug dealing, wife abusing, child raping, just undocumented, non-English speaking welfare recipients, and they would react negatively. They would demonstrate if you tried to deport a third world criminal, and they want to deport this guy because he's defending the First Amendment to the United States Constitution. It really is astounding. And you know the thing is, Victor Davis Hanson had a good column about this. They're treating Sam Bankman-Fried, who's a Ponzi guy, they're treating him better than they're treating Elon Musk, who has created wealth for millions of people worldwide, not just for himself, but for all of his employees. He's made it a lot better. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. 603 says, how many Ziploc bags and Tupperware containers are you sneaking into the Newsmax Christmas party buffet line? I don't, you know what, I'm Officer Mark, I'm going to be there till 7 tonight, so I don't think I'm going to make it over to the wherever it's going to be. I'm going to miss it. So just one of those things. I never been a big Christmas party guy. I it's and And I'm this is my own Christmas party that I don't have to put on a coat and tie here. I'm in this nice, comfortable sweatshirt. I'm enjoying myself all by myself in this huge building. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. So the Breitbart headline is six establishment media journalists Elon Musk suspended. I'm going to do a little my city editor magic here. Six obscure left-wing trolls Elon Musk suspended. That's a more accurate headline for the story. Wouldn't you agree, Grace?
Oh, yeah. And they're all just loving this. Like, I saw a headline that said, I poked the billionaire bear. And again, it's somebody on there. I couldn't tell you who it is, Howie, just by looking at the picture. Couldn't pick him out of the lineup. But he's getting his 15 minutes of fame. This is every knock a boost. I mean, this is the best day of their lives. This is the best thing that's happened to these journalists since Donald Trump.
Yeah, when they said they suspended someone named Ryan Mack, I thought any relation to Abigail Mack? No one has to admit that they know who Abigail Mack is.
I don't think anybody can admit that they know who Abigail
Mack
is.
I don't know who it is. Should I know that?
No, that's okay. Forget it.
Yeah, but all of these journalists are very upset with Elon Musk, and it's a pretty funny thing to watch, Howie. I have to agree with you. I mean, you just mentioned the news organizations they're from. Is this what Poppy Harlow would consider credible news organizations? These journalists meet the standard that she requires.
Again, what is Mashable? I'm familiar with Sour Mash. But I don't know what is, and mashed potatoes, but what is Mashable?
There's
have you ever been to that website?
I probably have, Howie, in all of my years working for you. I sadly have probably been to it, but not often. I mean, it's all kind of the same, like Vox, Slate, Mashable. They're all kind of, you know, Gawker spinoffs, in my opinion.
Yeah.
They're not very reputable.
Talk about damning with faint praise.
Yeah, no, I know. Did that on purpose. Okay, Howie, I'm going to deliver some news here. It's off the topic of Elon Musk because I know you'll have plenty of time to get to it today. Biden claims his uncle Frank won Purple Heart, but the story doesn't add up.
There's a lot of stuff that he said today that doesn't add up.
President Biden claimed Friday that his uncle Frank Biden won the Purple Heart for his actions during the Battle of the Bulge in World War II, but there's no evidence of the award and key details of the story are chronologically impossible. Don't you hate it when that happens? This is from Steve Nelson and Caitlin Dornbos from the New York Post. Steve Nelson's a good reporter. The 80-year-old commander-in-chief has a habit of sharing false or embellished personal anecdotes. That's what we call when his folksiness veers into folklore.
Is this, I think this is cut five, Taylor. This should be cut five.
I'm not sure if I actually pulled this one. I may have missed it, but we'll see.
We'll see. Let's play cut five.
A lot of you might... My generation, on December 7th, that we celebrated the bravery of all those who showed up. On the Finnegan side of the family, four brothers, every single one, volunteered the very next day on Monday to join.
And then they got the Purple Heart. I can see why. Yeah, his cadence is even putting me to sleep.
And it's a generation represented by you, Ray, that doesn't look for accolades. You know, my dad, when I got elected vice president, he said, Joey, Uncle Frank fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He was not feeling very well now, not because of the Battle of the Bulge, but he said, and he won the Purple Heart. And he never received it. He never got it. Do you think you could help him get it? We'll surprise him. So I got him the Purple Heart. He had won it. And the Battle of the Bulge. And I remember he came over to the house, and I came out, and he said, present it to him, okay? We had the family there. I said, Uncle Frank, you won this, and I went to peace. He said, I don't want the damn thing. I'm serious. He said, I don't want it.
I'm serious.
Said,
that's the tell.
You earned it. He said, yeah, but the others died. The others died.
When did his father die, by the way? Do we know that? He said after he was elected vice president, he did this. So that would mean his father was alive in 2008?
No, Biden's father died in September of 2002, more than 6 years before his son was elected vice president. from the New York Post.
Apparently he came to him in a vision or a seance or something.
Now, Frank Biden, Joe Sr.'s brother, died in 1999.
So no wonder he didn't want it. He didn't care about it because he was dead.
Frank Biden's tombstone does not identify him as a Purple Heart recipient, nor does his obituary. A registry of Purple Heart winners.
Imagine how surprised Joe Biden's going to be when he finds out about all of this.
A registry of Purple Heart winners also doesn't know anyone by that name.
He took too many shots in the head from Staubach and Bellino, I guess, when he was playing with them at the Naval Academy back in the early 60s and late 50s with Bellino.
This is pretty interesting, though, Howie. They go through all of it. It says, a registry of Purple Heart winners also doesn't know anyone by that name receiving the award. The Post librarians could not locate prior references to Frank Biden receiving the Purple Heart. I mean,
Is there a record of his family having any accomplishments whatsoever? Not to put down their service or anything, but anytime he brings up a family member and what they've accomplished, it always comes out the same way. We have no record of that.
They were lying to Joe.
Ambrose Finnegan, All-American. Not so.
And I just don't think humility really runs in their family. I just don't get that vibe. You know, when he tells people, hey, I probably have an higher IQ than you, Jack, going into the matchup contest. I don't think that that's something that his ancestors had either, that they were
all
these
humble
people.
You know what else
doesn't
run in the family is high IQs.
Yeah. But lying does. So if you're going to lie about the Purple Heart, why not lie about the IQ? That's small potatoes compared to the Purple Heart.
He wanted to talk, though, about other military people and give them some advice on what they can do. Cut 13.
It says that, for example, if you're a spouse of a surviving veteran who died, or a veteran who died from a toxic illness.
If you're the spouse of a surviving veteran who died.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. He also said that thing today, Howie, that he always says. I might be Irish, but I'm not stupid.
I may be Irish, but I'm not stupid. I married Dominic Giacoppa's daughter, so, I got a little Italian in me now.
Well, what is that? You know, as an Irish woman.
He married an Italian, so he's got some Italian in him. How does that work?
But, Howie, I'm sick of this. You know, the Irish have thick skin. We have a good sense of humor. But how come if we're going to be made fun of, everyone should be able to get made fun of. But instead, the only people you can disparage are the Irish. And I don't like him using us as a butt to his joke. You know, I might be Irish, but I'm not stupid.
I just don't want him to say he's Irish anymore. It reflects badly just for him to say he's Irish.
Yeah, we would like to be excluded from his narrative.
As my grandfather Ambrose Finnegan would say, that's the Irish of it.
Oh, gosh. Hey,
the thing he said again this week, I know Taylor didn't pull it, and I don't blame him because we have so many of them. He said, don't jump again to some people.
I know. He loves that. Whenever anybody's higher up than he is, he has to say it. He can't help himself. They're going to have to start making sure that there's no rafters or anything wherever he goes.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way he's going to stop saying it.
Well, let's play some more. As long as we're here, Grace, let's play some more of the BS that he put out today. You know, this is, again, something that he said this before and lied about it. He gets called out on it, and certainly his aides at least mention it to him, but then he does it again. Cut 9.
I've been in and out, not as obviously a combatant, but in and out of Afghanistan, Iraq, and his areas 38, 39 times. As not as president, only twice as president, but from the time I was a senator, but particularly when I was vice president.
No. He hasn't. He has not been to Iraq since he's been president. Once, let alone twice. Cut 6.
Just like a generation, this generation, in Vietnam, in Iraq.
Wouldn't you love to be a fly on the wall and just hear what these aides say when he gets off the stage? It must be like Ron Burgundy. We told him not to tell that story, but he did it anyway. They must all be ready to lose their minds. But it doesn't really matter because no one's listening anymore. You know, like everyone's just, it's white noise.
Pardon the comparison, but it's like telling Howie not to talk about Whitey Bulger. It's just a part of who he is now.
Yeah, you just got to accept it. It's going to happen.
Look, I had some new stuff last week when that Inspector General's report came out.
Yeah, and to be fair, nothing you're saying is false. Like, if we could fact check you on a lot of stuff, that would be a whole different story. I mean, this Purple Heart story, Howie, they have the obituary in here. I'm going to tweet it out for people. It's a pretty good story.
We came under heavy fire from a group of whirling dervishes holed up in Bridget Bardot's apartment outside Euro Disney.
Brian Williams must be thinking, and I got in trouble? Really? For one story on late night TV, I got in trouble? This guy tells a different story every day and nobody cares.
Let's go with another fake story that he's told before. And this is the composite story of the guy who was, you know, bringing his fallen comrade up the cliff or whatever it was. But it's just the story is totally screwed up for the branch of the military, the decoration, the theater it's in, everything. But he told it again today, cut 7.
I was up on one of the points. And they asked, the CO asked me if I would pin on a silver star. Because a young man on one of these points had one of his colleagues shot, fell down about, I guess, equivalent. I was out there at the point. And it was, I guess, about 150 feet, not straight down, but a hill. And this young man climbed down the hill, put a guy on his shoulder and brought him back up. And was shot on the way up. And he got there, and I went to present it to him, too, and he said, I don't want it. I don't want it. He died. He died.
That's just a variation on the other story.
And you know what, Howie? You know what's funny about Joe is that for as much as he gets wrong and makes things up, when he does bring in a detail, he has to make sure that the fake detail is just right, you know? It wasn't 100 feet. It was about 98. Maybe it was 99. It's like, the whole story is wrong, so don't worry about the minute details.
And then he repeats it twice to make sure you hear it.
And I said to them, I'm the first Biden in 1,000 years to go to college, so I know what it's like to be the best of the best.
Mark Stein, let's get it right. He's the first Biden in 1,000 generations.
Absolutely. I mean, the Bidens, man, they are really incredible family.
And this 9-star general says to me, Mr. President, it's too dangerous for you to go in there. But I say, the Minutemen are taking on the Bengal Lancers. So I flew in on a glider from Diego Garcia.
That story is more believable than the stories Joe Biden tells. That's my only gripe with that. Hey, Howie, that's it for me, but I want to give everyone a heads up. I'll be back at 5:30 for Police Blotter Facts Friday, which means you still have time to enter to win the Shen Yun tickets. If you go to HowieKarsher.com and enter your email, free to enter, and I'll be announcing the winner around 5:50, so you still have plenty of time to be part of that competition.
All right. Thank you, Grace. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Dr. Houghton of Perfect Smiles is a superb dental architect. When it comes to dentistry, he's the best at what he does. He fixes your teeth, your smile, but what he really does is build the self-confidence of his dental patients. When you have a smile that you are proud of, it builds confidence in your professional life and your personal life. The better you look, the better you feel, and that helps every aspect of your life, every interaction you have daily. If you're not afraid to smile, every other aspect of your life becomes so much easier. I've said it before, but it's true now, just as it was when I said it the first time. You only have one chance to make a good first impression, and a lot of that is your smile. If you've been postponing going back to the dentist for almost 3 years now, don't procrastinate any longer. The longer you wait, the more of a hassle, a headache, painful it's going to be. Whether you just need a simple checkup or a teeth cleaning or something more serious to get your mouth back in working order, the only place to go is Perfect Smiles of Nashua, New Hampshire. Not only is Dr. Houghton the best dentist around, his dental hygienists are the best as well. And he also has a great staff from top to bottom. 2023 will be here before you know it. You have the opportunity to go into the new year with more confidence than ever before. Have you thought about Perfect Smiles for years but never called? Take care of yourself. You deserve it. Call Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire today. They are conveniently located off Route 3, and they have plenty of parking. You can reach them at PerfectSmiles.com. That's PerfectSmiles.com. Change your smile, change your life. I'm Howie Carr.
He's making talk radio great again. He's Howie Carr.
That's the Democratic Party for you.
I've written to Washington about it.
What do you want to write to Washington for? He's dead.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. By the way, we have just a handful of those ReadyWise digital gift cards left that we had for a cheap bastard deal. We have, I think, about five left. So it's a $100 ReadyWise digital gift card for just $50. Get yours now at HowieCarshow.com and click store. And this is for this is to prepare you for the next unplanned emergency or your next outdoor adventure. It's necessary long-term food storage. And they got all kinds of stuff at ReadyWise.com. And you can pick whatever you want. This is $50 for a $100 gift certificate at HowieCarshow.com. Click on store. And like I said, there's only a handful left. They should be gone within a couple hours. So make your purchase now. 844-500-4242. 617, it's great laughing at Biden, but sadly this guy and his minions have been very effective in putting our once great country on a path to ruin. I agree, but you know, what are you going to do? You can't just moan all the time. I know we have to kind of roll with the punches. I mean, and just enjoy it to a degree. I mean, I know he's the worst president in U.S. history, granted, no question, but you know, we would be remiss not to play some of this crap every day just to show how bad he is. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, Howie.
Yes.
First time call, long time listener.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just the comments earlier about the Purple Heart recipient. In general, you don't really win a Purple Heart. It's
right.
Awarded to you. It's a decoration. You're not really a winner when you've been selected for that. It's just one of those things that kind of, I'm going to say, struck a nerve with me. I'm retired Air Force, and I've known some Purple Heart recipients, and usually when they get that award, it's been under less than happy conditions.
Right. Right. No, I understand. It's another indication. You know, he tries to get this. It's not exactly stolen valor, but it's secondhand valor. Whether it's his uncle, Frank, or his son, Bo, who he claims was, died in Iraq when he died in Walter Reed. I mean, he's a Walter Mitty, a Forrest Gump, whatever you want to call him, a Zelig, you know, any fictional character who just glooms onto whatever he's and tries to portray himself as whatever will add to his own glory. Thanks for the call, Jim. Joseph, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joseph.
Yes, hi, Howie. First of all, I want to say first time, long time, been listening since the 90s.
Thank you, Joseph.
So this is in relation to the poll question. I am one of those fired military members. What's going on in the military is an absolute travesty around the vaccine. They've done so many wrong things. They forced people to resign. So I believe the number is a lot greater than 8,000 or whatever the figure is you had. I think it's once it really comes out, it's going to be shocking. And then there is.
Would you go back? Would you go back, Joseph, if they said you all is forgiven?
Well, I would go back for what they owe to me. Yes, I would do that, and certainly I would go back if I could investigate them on the things they've done. Yes, I would for that. Absolutely, that would be a completion of my oath in doing the right thing. I mean, they're covering up vaccine injury. There's a good 7 to 8% in my guesstimate.
Yeah, no, I know. That's what I mean. I mean, I see those ads on cable TV. Did you serve at Camp Lejeune between these years? I keep thinking to myself, I can see it in 20 years. Did you get a shot?